Messiah is the King of Kings. Messiah is the Lord of Lords. Messiah is the King of Kings. Messiah is the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My Jesus is the King of Kings. Our Jesus is the Lord of Lords. Our Jesus is the King of Kings. Our Jesus is the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. 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 Our Jesus is the King of Kings. Our Jesus is the Lord of Lords. Our Jesus is the King of Kings. Our Jesus is the Lord of Lords. Messiah is the King of Kings. Messiah is the Lord of Lords. Lift him up. Our Messiah is the King of Kings. Messiah is the Lord of Lords. Lift him up. Messiah is the King of Kings. Messiah is the Lord of Lords. Our Jesus is the King of Kings. Our Jesus is the Lord of Lords. Lift him up. Our Jesus is the King of Kings. Our Jesus is the Lord of Lords. Lift your voice this morning as we hear King Jesus is the King of Kings. King Jesus is the Lord of Lords. Lift your voice this morning and worship him and decree and declare with us this morning, Jesus is Lord over my life. Jesus is Lord over my family. Jesus is Lord. Let's declare the Lordship of Jesus this morning. He remains the Lord of Lords. It's a special day. It's a special day. Jesus, just decree and declare, Jesus is Lord over my life. Jesus is Lord over my destiny. Jesus is Lord over my destiny. In the name that's above every name, Jesus is Lord over this family. Jesus is Lord over this body. Jesus is Lord over this business. Jesus is Lord. Declare the Lordship of Jesus over your home and over your body, your mind, your spirit, your soul. It's a special day. Akito no zumble idabadaga. Neto toske levelu to bunape de gira da vira. Lesiku tu gangle tushe. Mabayudo votoku to libra miro da. Meto no zunde. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Arabakumpa talivondo lo busavi. Rakateli busoko to lo busabaya. Internezikla dope de vola. These are some of those days that are planned from the foundation of the earth. Today is Khalifa Medesco Maliro. One of those special dates in history. Kumenu kavia. The carnal man can never receive the things of the Spirit. The natural man can never see the things of the Spirit. But when the Lord loves you, he reveals to you what he is doing so that it can be announced on the earth. That's why today Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord, both of the heavens and the earth. Iba bizava. Le kusafilo prabadiha. Le kitozondo lo mosakito le vos. Messiah is the King of Kings. Messiah is the Lord of Lords. And we come to worship him this morning. In a kefel ododoni kolosuto lobosabale. Reverto oloduno nakite velu. Zosa voto zamina kalio. Ombuska lavashe nemodia. It's 2-2-2-2-2. Mababedo kolu badazo lobosike dia. The saki ovana at the zilelo. It's not your regular day. It is not your normal day. It's a special day. Thank you, Father, for this 22nd day in this glorious year of 2022, in the name of Jesus, in the second month. Mama Yababele Kubabarazanada, you do not do nothing by accident. Lequetele Zugula Gazame Ganahiro, Rakayedele Kusunoto Nuzavaya, Nekele Zibala Sundolu Putele, Rafana Kiela Vashia. We honor you, 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 Lord Jesus. Be thou exalted, be thou glorified. We decree and declare this morning, Jesus is Lord, Jesus is Lord, Jesus is Lord over me. Jesus is Lord, akubataya menele kuzabia lava digidivia galavazia mamami ali aluko tulukula liudugudu. Jesus is Lord in galabashaya labaha. We come this morning to exalt his name. We come this morning to look up to him. We come this morning to worship and adore his holy name. Let your spirit man connect to his creator this morning. As you download the thing that is being announced in the realm of the spirit, as you agree with what the Father is doing at this particular moment, what a day, we give you glory, Father, what a day. What a special time to be alive in the Lord and be part of the army of blessings. La vita alla guzzoso, ike no sutu kule buzafra toli, le deku trazunu balikli, na pari ile verukali ostono masinari, ne fedoso kuno numa kandele bosia. All over the world, your spirit is moving. All over the world, your spirit is moving. All over the world, the spirit of the living God is moving. Like the days of Pentecost. Mazandele bukuya, ire dezele bukapiz avanale, zataka, zedele, zogudavido dokama dalikruzo tukalizamba, yantela bazike livuzondo lumosikidilia, matunza ninkele busambre kelivuzaya. We worship you this morning, alebukufata lebedi, we yate kusila brando nukatiza labaya. We yield to what the Lord is doing on the earth today, Nakiza Vale Kunosita. We yield to what the Spirit is saying today in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rakelatali Edonomaso Fucho Dusha Likanadi Nequala Zusta Jedu Kavamba Lagandiria. In one accord, we come this morning to honor your name and to worship at your feet. In one accord, we come today to say, Ravada Kai, Nekasito Luzuzakai, Adodo Zanilo, Rabudu Kuputa Devalika Nikosutu Luzutagenana, Isokufato Lobozugu Bagaziga Zagaliga Zagadiga Zaganida, Vekito Datu Nito Ligra Dacia, Inabashuntu Lobosikele Brunote, Yeka Yedo Sabale Kledila Vikosutu. Bosiana, Malena, Maradono Borodo Colibosa de Libaria la Bassade Legacinte, Nedonzo Nomozon de Lecaliva Gailo, Unata da Zila Garillo Gunusa Cadesi, Nello non don don de Liboso Colibali la Gazia, Rabando Lobosu Colibari Galigo Sete, Nebados Abamaya. Araka tala badendo no kune kune se vida vali kuno sukuzo. Me yutu lubagwa tanunjo. Nenj oneke nivus ele voli bakata no malike ne ma ondea. Maral akanazido ola mozandele gane busika li vadiana. Mayando ulo borose de mama anda ya kaya. Ande kutu velu usunduke. Marayo kunundoze veli barile basundele kelia. Mayo dos avadia. That's why we look up to you this morning. For a matalikolo seed, we look up to you this morning for a major release of uncommon shift in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Ratevekil adavenusa vidalia. Thank you. Thank you for every man or woman. Thank you for every family represented on this special day and date. Mesendule ekefutave. Zelikrutuzeni mama. It is in your will. It is in your plan. It's in your agenda. Makura akesefote legreno tozava. Nebesto tzudik legzia. Natel urubosukunima. Vovali, vovali. Vovata vovonovo no mosoko le babala masana malikutanuzo no monto le bobosoko di balibara badamana masande le benemane mana masende le ma managani mani manu mono mosoko di mana makali avarezea rada rada madada ambolo bolo lo bosoko di bala balikono no mono mono randele mamasi bala vatai kale vatai ala masande le mosikule la kete kila tu. We thank you for the healing power that is flowing this very day. We thank you for the healing power. We thank you for the miracle power. We thank you for Sato Zoskalila, Nesedoske de Vontunugunekle Vosika, Mate Kusalike Vadia. Ma dondoso kula foto sona balire ne kwetol uzunduke futuba ne site liburugazia levala aske te jude libranita le quattro lo zunde le volanane ne che sentivo lo vozate li con lo fosite le gre. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for miracles. Thank you, Father, for change. Thank you, Father, for a copatadara. Nesiro modia. Because the day is here. We give you glory. We give you honor in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Brothers and sisters, we're going to read from the book of Acts. Today is 2/22/22. What is so special? I want you to read with me from the book of Acts as we pray and as you go into your day, as you take dominion by those under the lordship of Jesus Christ. That's why we began by declaring Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. You know, for some people it's strange. How can you belong to a kingdom and you don't hear from that kingdom? Every second, heaven television is broadcasting. Every second, Lord, the Lord is speaking from heaven every second. But if you're not connected, you will feel, what exactly is he saying? What exactly is he saying? I want you to join me. It's a special date, and we tried our best to print it out and share it. It's there. If you're not on LiveSpring, you'll be missing this. Even though we pray together, you've got to run with the vision. There's something the Father is doing. It doesn't take permission from everybody to do it. But let's read the secret of today's date and what is happening, what is meant by uncommon shift. Acts chapter 2. Peter is quoting Apostle and Prophet Joel from the Old Testament. You can imagine between the book of Joel and the book of Acts, how many years came to pass for what God says. And this is 2,000 years ago. This is what Peter said. Acts chapter 2, we're reading verse 17 from the Message Bible. Acts chapter 2, verse 17. to connect the dots. Go connect the dots so we can pray accurately and don't pray the same thing we prayed for every day. The Spirit knows what is happening. The Spirit is in charge of what is happening. And sometimes it tries to show you what to pray. And we want to pray what we want to pray, how we want to pray. We miss the Spirit when we do that. This is what I want to pray for. This is what I think we should focus on. This is what I think I should seek for. The Holy Ghost is in charge. He is the Lord, and nobody directs the Lord. He tells you what to pray. He tells you what time it is. He tells you what day it is. The calendar of the Spirit is different from what you see with your optical eyes. Let's read together. It's a special day, and I want you to see Acts chapter 2, verse 17 from the Message Bible. Listen carefully to the prophecy. It says, in the last days. Last days is the day that people don't believe ever exist. From years to years, generation to generation, the Father raises prophets who can see and hear what heaven is saying. No self-appointed prophet. It said, in the last days, this was the day of Pentecost, the very day the Holy Spirit left heaven to relocate to earth. The very day the Holy Spirit left heaven to relocate his headquarters to earth. This was that day. And people were making mockery. I didn't want to begin from the beginning because we have a short time when we worship in this daily dominion devotion. Listen carefully from the secret place. Acts 2:17, you can read the rest. That's when Peter said, we are not drunk. These people are not drunk because to the natural, when we speak and say, this is what is happening, people say they are drunk. What kind of prayer is this? What are they speaking? If you live in the Spirit, you are expected to walk in the Spirit. Acts chapter 2, do you have a Bible? There are those who pray without a Bible. They are not speaking directly to the Father because you can't pray correctly without the Word of God. The Word of God is the promise of God and the pillar of God and the power of God. You need those four P's when you pray. You need those four P's when you pray. And I'll repeat those four P's. Number one, you cannot pray without the prophecy of God. God, this book in your hands and in my hands is the book of prophecy. It's the book of prophecy. And when we pray to the Lord, we refer to the prophecy and stand in agreement with the prophecy. This is a prophecy. This is a prophecy that was foretold. Now, this is 2,000 years ago. Apart from prophecy, the Bible is a book of promises. It's a book of promises. We pray according to promises. If not, your prayer will not move a pin. It is important to know why these special dates are released by prophecy and revealed to unseen eyes. Brothers and sisters, prayer without prophecy is empty. Prayers without promises is empty. Number three, prayers without akavale prodoski mamba lekate mezuzavate levukavara. The principles of God. The principles of God are the keys that unlocks heaven. When you say, Father, it is written, based on your principles, Iparile estivida, before you finish, answers are coming. That's what he says. While we are yet praying, I will answer. It's a special day, a day of prophecy, a day of promises, and a day of the principles set by the Father. The pillar number four, Kafulutu. Every prayer time as we speak to the Father, Mesibur Ikledushia, is that the prayer of the righteous man availeth much and produces tremendous power. It produces power. There's no time we come before the Father that he does not release. And it's the reason why he said, put on the whole armor of God. Get back to Acts chapter 2. Those four pillars are needed when you pray any day, any time. Our prayers are based. They are based on his prophecies. They are based on his promises. They are based on his principles. Look at what it says. Acts 2:17. In the last days, in the last days. God says, not man. God does not take the calendar of man. God says, in the last days, I will pour out my spirit. I will. You may not see this with your optical eyes. How can you explain what is happening all over the nation today? Not just within the nation, what is happening all over the world. All of a sudden, you don't need masks anymore. All of a sudden, there's no need for vaccine anymore. All of a sudden, every state is saying, well, we're lifting the mask mandate. Countries, nations are lifting the mask mandate, the vaccine mandate. Brothers and sisters, you've been praying every morning. You've been praying every month. These things are not. They are first of all dealt with in the spirit before you see the kind of announcements that's going on all over. Brothers and sisters listening, Acts 2:17, in the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit. I will pour. Not man telling him, Lord, but when you pray according to prophecy, when you live according to prophecy, when you live according to his promises and stand in agreement with heaven, he said, I will pour. I will pour. If you study the meaning of the word pour, it says, in pele eftakaya, it will be seen clearly. Heaven will eternally dominate the earth. It will be a baptism. The pouring is what is called, in other words, a baptism. I will baptize. I will pour. I will unleash. There will be a shift. It's an out of my spirit on every kind of people. That's where you come in. That's where we come in, on every kind of people. Your sons will prophesy, also your daughters. Your young men will see visions. They will see visions. And it's not just talking about night vision, open vision, closed vision. They will see vision. Your old men dream dreams. They dream again to do what they couldn't do when they were young. They dream again to do what the devil fought them from bringing to pass. Your old men dream dreams. Verse 18, when the time comes, I will pour out my spirit on those who serve me. On those who serve me, men and women. That's why you don't need to say, I'm a woman, I don't think I can do the work of God like many women say. I'm just a woman. No, he said in verse 18, Message Bible, Acts chapter 2, verse 18 now. When the time comes, how do I know when the time comes? If you're in the spirit, that's where we are now, like a day today on common shift. He said, when the time comes, I'll pour out my spirit on those who serve me, men and women, both, and they will prophesy. They will prophesy. I'll set wonders in the sky above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and billowing smoke, blood and fire and billowing smoke. Verse 20 of Acts 2, the sun turning black and the moon blood red before the day of the Lord arrives. The day, tremendous and marvelous. The day, tremendous and marvelous. Verse 21, and whoever, nobody saw COVID coming in 2018, 2019, 2020. Nobody saw it coming. People did not see because men were not in the spirit, and men who are in the spirit were afraid to announce what they saw. Hear me, brothers and sisters. Verse 21 of Acts 2. And whoever calls out for help to me, whoever calls out for help to me who? The Creator, the Word here is God, will be saved. Will be saved. Whoever calls out for help to me, God, will be saved. Arivo Sakutaliva. Finally, verse 22. This is how you know the real Messiah. Verse 22, fellow Israelites, fellow Americans, it said, listening carefully to these words, listening carefully to these words, Jesus the Nazarene, a man thoroughly accredited, a man thoroughly accredited, a man thoroughly accredited by God to you. The miracles and wonders and signs that God did through him, a common knowledge. How was he accredited? That is Acts 2:22. Fellow Israelites, listen carefully to these words. Jesus, the Nazarene, a man thoroughly accredited by God to you, the miracles and the wonders and signs that God did through him, a common knowledge. We are in that day. We are in that day. From generation to generation, he releases his blessings. Matokorozida, it's a blessing. Kapito nozile, I want to read just that verse 22. And never you forget this. Never you forget it all throughout today. Here is the prayer point. We're going to pray from this revelation. So you know, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I'm reading it from the King James Version. And your focus, meditation and chewing, it's both from 17 to 22. It's a long teaching that Peter did on that day when he was filled with the Holy Ghost. But here's our focus today on this 2:22:22. Oh, February 2nd is the second month, the 22nd day of the 22nd, 2022 year. I'd like you to look at it from the King James Version, just verse 22 for the sake of time. What should you focus on today? This is it. It's our week of generational blessing. What should you focus on? Acts 2:22, King James Version. It says, you men of Israel, hear this word, Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God. If heaven does not approve you, how does heaven approve you? No man can get anything from heaven. According to John 3:27, if you do not get heaven's help, today is one of those days that heaven is said, you men of Israel, hear this words, Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs which God did by him in the midst of you, as you yourself also know. Today, you're going to receive, not pray for. Lift your hand now and say, Lord God of miracles, wonders, and signs. There are people who need specific miracles now. Humble yourself and receive it now. What is going on around you? You need miracles. You need miracles. That means God himself intervening to show forth himself. There are those who don't just need miracles. They need a wonder. They need a wonder. People need to wonder. How did you dig yourself out of debt? How did you dig yourself out of the shame? How did you dig yourself today? You're praying and receiving miracles and wonders that the Lord will show forth on you. And people will say, of a wonder, only God can perform this wonder as you release the blessings. Brothers and sisters, it's 40 days of practical fasting. It's 40 days of practical Christianity. He wants to show miracles. For those of you who are obeying him and beginning to bless, emptying whatever is in that house for more than 10 years. Emptying whatever is in that house for more than 50 years. Give it out. Give them out and watch miracles and watch wonders and signs which God did by him in the midst of you, as you yourself know. Da kufala to sevelida. Rabino kuranaman de lebosiga. All throughout this morning, don't go back to just sleep off this agenda of the Father. Blessings are raining from heaven. But how does he do it? He does it through the obedient children. He said, those who serve me, and you are one of them. You didn't wake up this morning to just pray for the sake of praying. You are part of his end time program. There's an end time move of the Father. There's a quick work he's doing. Nakilo Sabia, lift your right hand and receive miracles. There are those of us who need miracle in your body. You need the wonders of God to prove that you're not an abandoned child. You need the signs to prove to others, Nakiso Falia, that there is a God who is in charge of your life. Receive right now. Receive right now, all throughout today. And that's why later this evening, we will be meeting on the altar in church on Zoom for miracles, signs, and wonders. They are not only something that happens, but hear me, there are people who need a Krasotolo Messiah in Russia right now, in Ukraine right now, and in Iran right now, in Israel right now. There are those who need the miracle hand of God, and he's going to do that to you. All throughout today, be the miracles that God will release into some people's life. Be very sensitive today as he walks his wonders. He said in the land base, this is his calendar, I will pour out my spirit. And one of the spirit is the spirit of blessings that will draw people to him. Acts 2:22. Never forget it. Hell know who Jesus Christ of Nazareth is. And that's why when you lift your voice and say, Jesus is Lord, Jesus is Lord, the enemy cannot stop you. It's a day of uncommon shift. And we will see how that shift takes place as we gather to pray. We will be back at 12 noon to go deeper with the covenant vision of the Father. This is his vision, and these are his days. He is in charge. Will you receive this morning the grace for miracles, the grace for wonders, the grace for signs in your body, in your life, in your finances? This is the reign of miracles, signs, and wonders. Say with me, I receive it. I receive it all. I receive it all. In the name of Jesus, I receive it all. Brothers and sisters, the Father knows you need wonder now. You need him to show forth. So all you do is, I receive. And you will see his wonders. You will see his miracles. And you become a sign for others to know. If he did it for her, he can do it for me. If he did it for him, he can do it for me. Let's receive grace as we invest today in the presence of the Father. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with us now and forevermore. Amen and amen. Will you take the next 30 minutes and just soak in the miracles and the wonders? Oh, he knows you need it. So this is not by accident. Everyone on this altar, you need a miracle. You need wonders. You need. So spend this time in his presence and thank him. And thank him in the name of Jesus. And intercede for your family. Intercede for those who are connected with you. Tell them, receive the miracle you've been praying for. Wonders is taking place from heaven. Hook up. Hook up. And do me a favor. Invite them tonight as we will pray for miracles and signs and wonders. You are blessed. You are blessed. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just humble yourself and receive it. It's fine. It's fine.